U.S. President Joe Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin during an hour-long call on Saturday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine would bring a decisive and swift response from the West, as well as produce widespread suffering and diminish Russia's standing in the world. In the latest effort to avert hostilities, the two men spoke by phone a day after Washington and its allies warned Russian forces massed near Ukraine could invade at any moment. A senior Biden administration official said the call was professional and substantive, but that there was no fundamental change. Russia's military buildup near Ukraine and a surge of military activity has fueled fears that Russia could invade. Russia denies having any such plans. Biden told Putin that the United States is prepared for diplomacy and other scenarios, the White House said. The senior Biden administration official said the pair had a direct conversation touching on all the issues the United States has raised in public. The official said it remains unclear whether Putin is willing to pursue a diplomatic path. Earlier on Saturday, the U.S. State Department ordered most of its embassy staff to leave Ukraine, adding to its call on Friday for private citizens to get out of the country within 48 hours. Moscow has repeatedly disputed Washington's version of events, saying it has massed more than 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border to maintain its own security against aggression by NATO allies. Putin, jostling for influence in post-Cold War Europe, is seeking security guarantees from Biden to block Kyiv's entry into NATO and missile deployments near Russia's borders. Washington regards many of the proposals as non-starters, but has pushed the Kremlin to discuss them jointly with Washington and its European allies. This is VOA News. The United States will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Saturday, as he committed more diplomatic and security resources in the Pacific as a counter to China's drive for greater influence. Blinken in Fiji for a virtual summit of the Pacific Islands Forum of Regional Leaders heard their concerns about the need for genuine action on climate change and complaints that they had long been overlooked by bigger nations. Days-long rallies against COVID-19 vaccination mandates picked up in numbers in New Zealand and Australia on Saturday, with protesters blocking roads and disrupting life in the country's capitals. About 10,000 protesters gathered at Canberra's major showgrounds, forcing the cancellation of a popular charity book fair, bringing traffic to a standstill and blocking roads in the Australian capital. Myanmar's junta showed off its military strength with a parade on Saturday, with its leader Min Aung Hlaing defending last year's coup as necessary to protect the country from enemies, both domestic and foreign, celebrating Myanmar's Union Day, which marks independence from British colonial rule in 1947. The government also announced that 814 prisoners would be pardoned. Pardons are often granted on major holidays. French troops killed 40 militants on the Benin-Burkina Faso border in West Africa's Sahel region, the French government said Saturday. The action followed an attack on park rangers in northern Benin on Tuesday, in which a French national was among eight people killed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will not be distracted from focusing on tensions between Ukraine and Russia by receipt of a police questionnaire about lockdown parties at his Downing Street office, the government minister said on Saturday. The Metropolitan Police are contacting more than 50 people believed to have attended the parties to explain their involvement. On Friday, Johnson's spokesperson confirmed he had received a questionnaire and would respond as required. In the U.S., Super Bowl advertisers this year want people to forget about pandemic woes and focus on the future of electric vehicles, mind-reading Alexas, robots, and cryptocurrency, and also to harken back to the nostalgic past with nods to 90s movies like Austin Powers and The Cable Guy. The Los Angeles Rams are taking on the Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56 on Sunday. But for many, the big show of the night is about the commercials. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.